Hello and welcome to Heavenly Manna with Milton Harris. Now, in today's broadcast, we want to go into Psalms chapter number 33. We want to read verses 20 through 22 and try to bring a little message today, maybe that will be an encouragement for the saints of God. Psalms 33, verse 20. Our soul waiteth for the Lord. He is our help and our shield. For our heart shall rejoice in him, because we have trusted in his holy name. Let thy mercy, O Lord, be upon us, according as we hope in thee. Heavenly Father, I'll take and bless the reading of your word. Use it for your honor and glory. Whatever's accomplished, we carefully give you the praise, honor, and glory. For it's in Jesus' precious holy name we do pray. Amen. We want to share this thought with you this morning or today. Peace for our soul. Psalms 33, the author is really unknown. Some scholars try to link it with Psalms 32, which I believe was a Psalm of David. But many of the scholars believe that this was written during a time of national crisis. Well, you and I have troubles and trials in our life. We have things that come up, sickness, sorrow, suffering, and sometimes even separation. But I'm glad to know that the Lord can give us peace in our soul. And I believe that's what the Lord and the psalmist is trying to share with us today, that in the midst of the trials, in the midst of the storms of our life, we can have peace in our souls. You know, the psalmist, as he wrote here, he said, our soul waiteth upon the Lord. It's our soul that he can give us peace. Well, let's take a minute and look here at the scriptures. First of all, look at the patience for the peace. He says, our soul waiteth the Lord, he is our help and our shield. Waiteth for the Lord. Verse 22, he said, let thy mercy, O Lord, be upon us according as we hope in thee. And that word hope implies that the psalmist is saying, we're waiting on you, Lord. Psalms 27:14 says, wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thy heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. So we see here the psalmist saying, no matter what's going on in your life, no matter what trouble or what trial you're going through, pray and wait on the Lord to lead you. Wait on the Lord to provide for you. Wait on the Lord to guide you through the storm. Sometimes we try to get ahead of the Lord, and when we do, it's always, the storm's always been worse, and the trial's always been worse, and while we're going through. But the psalmist is saying here, wait on the Lord. Be patient. Wait on his deliverance. Wait on him to show you the way. So we see the patience. Then look at the provision. Well, the source, of course, is the Lord. He said, waited for the Lord. And then he is. Well, I want to tell you what. The source of our help, the source of our strength, the source of whatever we're going through, the source for our peace, for our soul, is none other than the Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord is the one that gives us peace. You remember Jesus said, I give you peace, not as the world give. Well, I'm going to tell you what, if you're born again, going through this world, we're strangers and pilgrims. There's not much peace when it comes to this world for us. But aren't you glad that the Lord Jesus Christ can give us peace in our soul? I like what he said over there, Romans 5:1, so therefore being justified by faith, we have peace with God through who? Our Lord Jesus Christ. You see, that's talking about there when we get saved, we're no longer an enemy of God. We're no longer at odds against God, but we have peace with God. But then when you and I are saved, he said, be careful for nothing. In other words, don't be anxious. Don't worry. He said, but in everything with prayer, supplication, and with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds. I'm glad that we can have peace with God, but we can enjoy the peace of God as a saint of God. I'm telling you what, the source of our provisions, the source of our peace, the source of everything is in the Lord Jesus Christ. But as we look at the provision, not only look at the source, but look at the supply or the strength. He said, help. He is our help. The psalmist said in 121:2, my help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. Well, we're trusting in an almighty God who spoke this world into existence, who created everything. And if we're serving a God that can speak a world into existence, he can supply and give us the strength, give us whatever is needed in our darkest times, in our times of trials, in our times of trouble. And I believe here that's the psalmist is saying, hey, be patient. Remember where your provisions are coming from. They're coming from the Lord. He's the one that will help you. But then, thirdly, look at the protection in verse 20. He said, and our shield. That word shield is talking about being in behind a shield of protection, protecting us. You remember in Psalm 61, it's the Psalm of David, when he said, hear my cry, O God, attend unto my prayer. From the end of the earth will I cry unto thee. When my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. For thou hast been a shelter for me and a strong tower from the enemy. Aren't you glad that the Lord can protect us? He can lead us to the rock that is higher, and he can place a shield in front of us and protect us. I'm glad that we have such protection. I'm going to tell you what, our enemy is Satan and his demons. They are constantly attacking. And you remember when he's talked about putting on the full armor of God in Ephesians 6? He talked about that shield so they can deflect those fiery darts of the devil. And you remember, we don't wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against power, against the prince of the power of the air, the prince of this world, which is none other than the devil. And so I'm glad, as the psalmist said here, we ought to have peace for our soul and just be patient and wait upon the Lord, which is hard to do. But that's what we are to do. Peace in our soul, looking at who's providing what we need. And he is able to provide exactly what we need. Look at the protection that he is able to give us and protect us. But then in verse 21, I think we see the praise. He said, for our heart shall rejoice in him. Who's in him? In the Lord. Because we have trusted in his holy name. We can praise him because we have trusted him. I'll tell you, I can't always praise in my circumstances. I can't always praise in my situations. But I'm going to tell you why I can always praise my Savior. I can always praise Christ. Paul said in Philippians 4:4, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Paul didn't say rejoice in circumstances, rejoice in situations, but Paul said for us to rejoice in the Lord. And I'm going to tell you what, even in our times of troubles, even in our times of trials, we can still praise the Lord, for he said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. He's there in the midst of our storms. He's there in the midst, like the three Hebrew children that were thrown into the fiery furnace. They looked and said, did we not throw three in? There's four. And the fourth man looks like they're talking about the Son of God, a pre-incarnate Jesus Christ, Ananias, Mishael, and Azariah, that Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They were in that fiery furnace, but the Lord Jesus Christ was in there with them. Daniel was thrown in the lion's den. The Lord come, had the angels shut up their mouth. The Lord was there protecting Daniel in the lion's den. Let me say, when we read these scriptures, and these are some of the most familiar, I think about Paul and Silas, thrown in the inner prison, been beaten. And I want to tell you what, we would be so tempted to say, Lord, this is not fair. This is not right. We would be so tempted to say, Lord, I can't believe that I'm serving you, Lord, and you're allowing this to happen to me. But I'm going to tell you what Paul and Silas did. They began to pray, and they began to praise God. They began to sing praises unto him, and the Lord delivered. The Lord delivered the three Hebrews. The Lord delivered Daniel. The Lord delivered them. I'm glad we've got a God that can deliver. But I want to make this point. Me and my wife was talking about this one day, and she reminded me of this. God did not spare the three Hebrews from the furnace. God did not spare Daniel from the lion's den. God did not spare Paul and Silas from the beating and the prison. But what God did do, he was with them. He was with the three Hebrew children. He was with Daniel. He was with Paul and Silas to help see them through what they were going through. I'm going to tell you what, we serve a God. We serve a Savior, Jesus Christ. His name is Jesus Christ. He is the Lord Jesus Christ. He may not keep us from the trial. He might not keep us from the storm. But I'm glad he will be with us through the storm, through the trial, and will bring us through. And I'm going to tell you what, if we don't get completely delivered here in this life, I'm going to tell you what, we will be delivered completely in the life to come. As the song says, I've got a better place to go. Thank God that this isn't it. Thank God there is a heaven for the saints of God. Oh, my goodness. Well, dear friend, I hope in some way this message maybe has been an encouragement and will help you along the way. Peace for our souls. Let's be patient and wait on the Lord. Let's remember he's the one that provides for us, and he will provide what we need even in the midst of the storm. Let's remember he is our protection, not this world, but he is the one. He is our shield. He is our help. And let's not forget to praise him and thank him always. Heavenly Father, thank you for this time. Now, Lord, again, we ask you to bless the reading of your word. And maybe use this somehow, some way, to help some saint. And Lord, if there's one that's listening that has never been born again, that has never asked you to be their Savior and Lord, I pray, Lord, they'll be encouraged to do so. And Lord, whatever's accomplished, we'll be careful to praise you and thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you, dear listener. Till next time, may the Lord bless, is our prayer.